Welcome to the show, Eurovision fans. I'm your host, Kieran Aritatiot, and you are listening to the Eurovision Showcase. I'm with you for the next hour, playing you the greatest tunes from the Eurovision Song Contest.
The official spokesperson for the Eurovision Broadcasting Union, the EBU. You're listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. It's amazing.
What's up? This is Sam Ryder from the UK, and this is my song, Spaceman. Hope you enjoy it. Love ya.
2022.
If I was an astronaut, I'd be floating in midair. And a broken heart would just belong to someone else down there. I would be the center of my lonely universe, but I'm only human and I'm crashing down to earth. I'm up in space now.
A performance and what a song by Sam Ryder representing the United Kingdom a couple of weeks ago with the song Spaceman. That was the Eurovision Song Contest edit. So there's been a number of versions. There's been an extended version. We've got the original version, which you can find on the Eurovision official CD, which you can purchase or stream wherever you get your music. And of course, you've had the single there, a version as well from the Eurovision Song Contest. Pretty amazing stuff, and congratulations to Sam. Sam has done the unthinkable, it almost seemed, where Sam has managed to come second in the UK singles charts on Friday night. It's been 53 years since a UK runner-up at Eurovision last had the UK number two single. Yes, it's also been 50 years since a UK runner-up at the Eurovision had a top 10, top 5 or a top 3 UK single. Yeah, and also it is the number 4 on the Spotify Hot Hits UK, and it's the first time that a UK entry at all has been added to that playlist. The UK has had the best performing entry since Money in 1998 with Where Are You. It's the highest scoring UK Eurovision entry of all time at 466 points, but obviously there are 40 countries participating and 39 eligible to vote for the United Kingdom, so you have to take that into consideration, obviously, just to mention. The third highest jury Eurovision vote for any contest. Yes, for any content. And the winner of the Marcel Bizon Song Press Award for the Best Song. And it's the first time the award has ever gone to the United Kingdom, or a UK act, shall I say. And 183 million global viewers and 10,600,000 UK viewers, the highest viewership of the Eurovision Song Contest since 2011. There's just some of those facts here for you on the Eurovision Showcase. Right, time to move on to another song that came second, and this came second 30 years ago, can you believe?
The United Kingdom.
1992.
One step out of time. Yes, it's Michael Ball, One Step at a Time. Here on the Eurovision Showcase.
Another week, another day, when I call your miles away, in the arms of another. All my friends say I'm crazy, night after night I'm waiting. Say that I'm wrong, then you tell me that I'm coming on too strong. One step at a time, one reason to put this love on the line. Again, can't believe that it's true. Now I'm one step at a time.
Sweden.
1972. Morgonsol glittrar i viken. Dagen ger sista gång. Blinkar havet fin.
Ser du vår segelbåt? Hör du musiken? När vi styr mot ett nytt äventyr. Vi är en sång, tralla en trall. Gnola en låt som minner om sommar. Känn hur det doftar ifrån salta hav. När du är en sång, tralla en trall. Gnola en låt som minner om sommar. Sjung om en härlig sommardag. Sakta mark, en mord vi vankar. Över en i en skön sommarkväll. Med en sång, tralla en trall. Gnola en låt som minner om sommar. Känn hur det doftar ifrån salta hav. När du nynnar en sång, tralla en trall. Gnola en låt som minner om sommar. Sjung om en härlig sommar. Sommar. La 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 la. Sjung om en härlig sommar.
Tune. Classic Sweden 1972, Harling Sondar, which means a lovely summer day in Swedish, here on the Eurovision Showcase. Ah, yeah, what a great tune. That was from Family Four. Family Four. They were very original with their group names, obviously, back in the 70s, weren't they? I'm not too sure if they were related, actually. It was a Swedish group that was recording in the 60s and 70s, and it was made up by various people. They also won Melody Festival in 1972 with Vita Vida, and also in 1972 with Harling Songar. And went on to represent the country, coming 6th and 13th. So that previous song that we just played came in 1972, 13th, can you believe? I thought that would have been done better, wouldn't you? Oh, the grand schemes and jubilations of the Eurovision Song Contest. Oh, there's so many. So many to go through. My goodness me. So now we're going to have something a little bit different. We're going to another part of Europe. We're going over to
Israel.
Indeed we are. And I'm just going to pick a Israeli entry out of random. And oh, now I've got just the song to play. We're going to go over to the year that Italy won a Eurovision Song Contest.
1990.
Indeed. So we go to the 1990 Eurovision Song Contest, and Israel was represented by a female soloist called Rita, and the song is called Shahak Bishvilot. I'll challenge you on the English translation on this, because I'm not too sure. I could find out in a minute. Stand by.
ישנת שקט ורח, התכסיתי במאיר, לא לא רוצה להביט. השארתי הכל מונח ואת צרור המפתחות בטבע כמו תמיד. תביט עליי שרה ברחובות, מקבצת אהבות, מתחמקת מניסים ואכזבות. שרה ברחובות כי רציתי לוותר, לא להיות איתך יותר, לא חשבתי מה כדאי או לא כדאי. ואתה שכל חיי תישאר כמו כתובת מלח על ידיי לבוקר הזה. יש טעם של חופש כמו של מוות או ברכה, כי הלכתי ממך.
Have you missed any previous shows? Do you want to find out more about the show? Never fear, Kieran is here. Head to our website, escshowcase.com.
I can't pretend anymore that I am not affected, I'm not moved. I can lie to myself that I'm not always thinking of you.
Italy.
You make me strong. You show me I'm not weak to fall in love. When I thought I'd never need, now I can't get enough. I always made it on my own. I always thought that I would keep control. You changed everything I believe in.
Baby!
From the album From the Inside, that was Laura Pausini, who was one of the hosts of this year's Eurovision Song Contest. And now that was from the year 2002. I was hoping that actually that Laura would have sang that on the night, but I can completely appreciate she's got other songs to fill. So it's just one of those things. Now, we have a brand new song to play for you from someone's brand new EP or album. I think it's their album, actually. Yes, it is. We're going over to the beautiful country, which I'm yet to visit.
Lithuania.
Yes, and over in Lithuania, The Roop have got a brand new album. They have represented Lithuania in the Eurovision Song Contest of 2020 and 2021. And they have got a brand new album, as I say. It's called Concrete Flower, okay? And they've got this new song on there, obviously, and it's called Running From Myself. Now, this is a nice change of pace for The Roop, because they've slowed down things with a ballad, which I think is very interesting, and I hope you enjoy it. So here is The Roop's brand new album and song. It's called Running From Myself.
Feel ready to show you who I am, but it looks too scary, so I run from myself. Wanna touch and wanna feel, but for me it sounds unreal. With thoughts of you, like a fool, going back to sadness is what I do. There's nothing new. Wanna touch and wanna feel, but for me it sounds unreal. Running from
Iceland.
1994.
Ofið í skýjum hvít Háleitar hugsanir Í húminu þín ég nýtt Ég hverfi kvöld að tekur Hvert sem mögur ber Svefni laða lokar mig af stað
Incredible Siga Benzies with Nightur. That she came 12th in Dublin with that very song. Yes, and the UK, I think, gave it 8 points or so, something like that.
It's a nice song.
It was a nice song, Rob. Yeah, thank you. Rob's here. Hi, everyone.
Hello, yes. Everyone.
Yes. Hello, Rob. Hi, hi. And how are you feeling? You all right?
Yeah, we're recovering. Well, we think we caught COVID on the way back from Iceland somewhere.
Yeah.
Kieran tested positive on Monday, and then I checked and I had a really mild line. But I had a cold last week in Iceland, but it wasn't COVID. So it's like, for goodness sake, I feel like I've had a blocked nose now for a fortnight.
You have had the run of it, haven't you?
Yeah, too? I haven't had a cold for months and months and months and months, so it's fair dues.
Yeah, well, I guess so. And then obviously we've not had COVID in two and a half years. No, so this is the first time for us.
At least we've got COVID together and we can both work from home. So we've been keeping ourselves busy and ordering shopping in and watching television a lot.
Yes, which is, obviously, nice to relax, but my goodness me, we needed to.
It's ironic, isn't it? We did this really manic week last week.
Yeah.
And we've come back, we haven't left the house.
No, it's not actually. Just, guilt. But never mind. Right, so obviously, remember, Rob, we bumped into Siga, didn't we, last week?
last Friday morning.
Yeah, that's freaky, isn't it?
Yeah, it was last morning. Okay. When we left Akureyri.
Yeah, that was lovely.
Well, we say bumped into her, we actually chased her down the road.
And said, can I have a photo? And she was like, yeah, of course. I went in and gave her a hug, and obviously that's what you do.
Maybe you caught COVID from her.
Oh, don't say that. No, we didn't. Anyways, and then before that, a couple of days beforehand, we went to Husavik, didn't we? The location of the Eurovision movie. And there's a funny story behind that. Yeah. and we managed to get to the Yaya Ding Dong bar, which wasn't open, but the owner's father saw that we were interested and he came over and talked to us, and then basically got his son, who owns the facility, to show us around, which was amazing. Honestly, I couldn't stop smiling the whole time I was there.
It was really nice having like a private tour.
Yeah.
When we weren't expecting this really nice guy. We were basically looking at a a plaque for the Apollo astronauts who we learned went to Husavik before the moon landing to train in that area because it's quite moon-like, I suppose. And he came over to us and started chatting to us about it, saying, "Oh, I'm so pleased you saw this," and started talking about it. And then we explained why we were there, and he was like, "Oh, I will show you around, it's my son's." And he took us, it was like, couldn't have worked out better. And his son, who came down and spent like half an hour, 45 minutes showing us around, and Kieran got to try on all the, no, he didn't really, but he wants to try on all the clothes.
I would have been able to fit in half of them. Actually, he probably all of them, more than likely.
It was really special. Yeah. It was really special to kind of have that, because when we got there and it was like, oh, it's closed, we're a bit disappointed.
Yeah, we come all this way, thousands of miles away.
It was a nice whale museum that we went to as well.
Yeah, that was.
That was fascinating.
It was fascinating, actually. Oh, Rob, we had so many stories to tell.
We could talk for hours.
We could, but we've got a show to run.
Yes.
And what's next?
Something random, but without COVID, hopefully.
Oh, I hope so.
It is now time.
No, not that one. Dear, oh dear, slap the wrist.
It is now time to go into the back catalogue of the Eurovision Song Contest.
It is Rob's Random Request.
Always the professional.
So we're back with our hats this week. We have
them. We have them now.
A hat
this
full of years and a hat full of countries. The only year we haven't quite popped in yet is 2022, so I apologise for that. But everything
talk about breaking the third wall, Rob.
We've had time, just so you know.
No, we haven't. No.
So I'm going to pick a country first. Girls.
What?
Austria.
Oh, we're doing an Austrian entry. Yay! Awesome, dear. Austria.
There should be a fair few of these.
They gave us 12 points in the jury for this year's contest. So thank you very much, Austria. Österreich. Yeah.
Right. 1968.
Oh, were they there in 68? So I have a feeling that they were not. Oh, it might be. Let's have a quick look. 1968 contest. Were Austria there? Yes, they were.
There we go.
Carol Grott with Tusen Fissener. I don't think that is correct, Rob. Do you know why? Because my pronunciation is awful. And I never did German at school.
Oh, I did a little bit. All I can say in German that I remember from school is Ich zwölf Jahre alt, which means I'm 12, which is really not useful. Ich allergisch gegen Milch, which again isn't useful because I'm not allergic to milk. And Ich wohne in Südengland,
okay,
which is useful because I can say
I live
that.
In the south of England.
Yes.
Okay, so it's...
Tausend Fenster.
Tausend Fenster. Course, you've got to read it as it is, almost. Thousands Fenner, which means?
Thousand windows.
Apparently. And it's Carol Gott. But Carol is not a man. It's not a female, it's a woman.
It's not a female, it's a woman.
Oh my God. COVID brain. Wow, I am not with it.
Carol Gott.
There we are, Carol Gott.
I think you can have Carol. It's like Hillary can be a male name, can't it? And those names that I'm sure I've heard of Carol as a man's name before.
It must be. It must be. Oh, it's just me. I'm just being stupid, obviously. So he was born on the 14th of July, 1939.
Is he alive still?
No, he passed away on the 1st of October, 2019.
Aww.
So he was a Czech singer. He was considered the most successful male singer in Czechoslovakia and the Czech Republic. And he was voted the country's best male singer at the annual Czech Nightingale National Music Award 42 times, most recently in 2017. He achieved considerable success in the German-speaking countries where he was known for his golden voice of Prague. Oh, yes. And over the course of his career, he released over 100 albums and 100 compilation albums.
100 albums? Crikey.
Yeah. and sold an estimated 50 to 100 million records worldwide, 23 million of them in German-speaking market, as well as 15 million in Czechoslovakia and its successor states of Czech Republic and Slovakia.
Did quite well, didn't he?
He did, and he represented Austria, because the Czech Republic were under communist rule, weren't they, in 1968? They were until the 90s, I think.
I don't know.
Officially. I know.
It would have been Czechoslovakia then anyway, not Czech.
Well, of course, yeah. It was like 91, 92, mm-hmm. something like that. So Austria went, oh, we'll have you. So they did. And Karel came 13th with only 2 points, sadly. So he joined 13th with the Swiss and the Norwegians, Gianni Mascalo and Oda Pro. Right, let's hear the song, shall we, Rob? Your random request year and country this week is...
Austria 1968, sorry. Made me laugh.
Sorry, Rob. I'll get back in my box.
Nun trägt schon die Stadt ihr Abendkleid, ein Lichtermeer in der Dunkelheit. Die große Einsamkeit tritt in jedes Haus um diese Zeit. Wie auf kleinen Inseln leben wir. Du weißt nicht mal, wer wohnt neben dir? Ihr alle kennt euch nicht in der gleichen Welt voller und Licht. Viele tausend Fenster leuchten hell in dieser Stadt und du fragst dich, wer mag wohl dahinter sein? Viele tausend Fenster sagen stumm, hier lebt noch wer, grad wie du, so einsam und allein. Kann da drüben das der Mensch nicht sein, schon Jahr aus, Jahr ein, der dein Zuhause wär, doch dich trennt von ihm ein Häusermeer. Morgen ist dein Herz genauso leer, dann hoffst du auch noch genau so sehr, nicht so allein zu sein in der grauen Welt aus Stahl und Stein. Viele tausend Fenster leuchten hell in dieser Stadt und du fragst dich, wer mag wohl dahinter sein.
Austria 1968 on this Eurovision showcase with Kieran Ari Tutiat.
It is now time to keep you updated on the latest news from Europe's biggest singing competition. This is the Eurovision Showcase News with Kieran Ari Tutiat.
Yes, big, big news for Sam Ryder. He came second in the official UK charts this week. Hey, congratulations to him. But also the one of the biggest honours, I'm sure, for any artist. Sam Ryder will be joining the Platinum Jubilee Concert to honour Queen Elizabeth II at Buckingham Palace in next week, isn't it? So congratulations to Sam. That's going to be an incredible show. The lineup is amazing. I mean, Diana Ross and Elton John for me. Wow, that's going to be quite cool. Big news here, sadly. There were 6 national jury swapped votes during the second semi-final of the Eurovision Song Contest, which was a bit of a shock for many Eurovision fans, according to the European Broadcasting Union. And also, Romanian broadcaster TVR has threatened Eurovision withdrawal and legal action against the EBU amid the jury voting scandal. Awkward. So we might not see Romania at next year's contest. There's also rumours that Montenegro and Azerbaijan are looking to probably withdraw as well. The Ukrainian broadcaster has met up with the European Broadcasting Union about hosting of the 2023 Eurovision Song Contest. TV bosses say the EBU have started consultations on Friday, and we will see in the few weeks leading up towards the conclusion of that how Eurovision is going to be staged next year. It's going to be an interesting time. And obviously everything is going to be up in the air, and quite understandably so. The San Marino's broadcaster have said it's a bit authoritarian and asks why the EBU changed its 12 points to Spain instead of going to Italy during the grand final. Okay, that's interesting. Now, basically, the Kazakhstan broadcaster, just to finish off, has said that it has dropped Eurovision 2022 from its schedule due to poor ratings from earlier contests. Plus, the later start time was another factor in the contest. But, well, I'm not surprised. Probably the contest didn't start until, what, 2 p.m. or something? Oh, 2 a.m., sorry. Oh, dear. Let's go.
For more Eurovision news throughout the week, please head over to our friends at eurovoir.com.
Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv, and you will never have to miss your favorite Eurovision radio shows.
Hi, my name is Chanel, I'm from Spain, and this is my song, Slow Mo.
This is Sam Ryder from the UK, and this is my song, Spaceman. Hope you enjoy it. Love ya.
Hello, this is Oleg from Kalush Orchestra from Ukraine. This is our song,
Stefania.
Stefania, mamo, mamo, Stefania. Розквітає поле, а вона сивіє. Заспівай мені, мамо, колискову. Хочу ще почути твоє рідне слово.
Celebrating Europe and the world's biggest singing competition. You are listening to the Eurovision Showcase on with Kieran Uri Tutiet. No need to be making your mind up.
Thank you for supporting Ukraine. This victory is for every Ukrainian.
Слава Україні!
Finland.
mitä kieltä mahtaa puhua hän. Kuka hän on? Mua hänen toivoisin niin lähestyvän. Mikä hän on? Hän päiväkaudet koiraa kävelyttää. Kuka hän on? Ja minne hän häviää?
Tää on mun fantasia, vai onko ihastuksen? Hän koiraa silittää ja minä katson kadehtien. Puiston ääretön onnen ristin sielua.
Finland, there we are, 1983 here on the Eurovision Showcase. Oh, the amazing Ami Absulan with Fantasia, meaning fantasy, of course. Now, time to move quickly on to our request this week, and then we're going to Javier Lial in Montreal, Quebec, Canada. Javier, hello, hello, hello to you. Bonsoir, bonjour, and bonne nuit. Right, so we're going to move on to your request, and it's from Darren from Sweden. Yes, he was in Melody Festival, and I think a couple of times, but most recently was in 2013, I remember, pretty sure that's right, and I hope I got that right, Javier. So here is Darren from Sweden. He's half Swedish, half Kurdish. So here is Superstar.
Spend Saturday with no money, lay on the grass, we don't cut it. Somehow you're keeping me Ohio. I'm down for even more loving, but I'm done with keeping it covered. Just harmony, you and me. Kinda wanna say in front of everybody that I love the way you make me feel. Kinda love it that I never saw it coming, but I gave it up to destiny.
Cause I've been watching from afar, and you look like a
Darden with Superstar here on the Eurovision Showcase with me, Kira, and our associates. Remember, if you want to have a dedication or a request yourself, let me know. All of the details in on how to get in contact with us are through our website, www.escshowcase.com. It's now time for the best of the rest. And this is of no surprise. Here is from Sam Ryder's EP, The Sun's Gonna Rise. I wanted to play this song for you for no particular reason. I don't think it should have gone to Eurovision or anything like that, but I just wanted to play it for you. Here is the song, Whirlwind. Here on.
Whirlwinds are simple to enter, but once you're sucked in, they're hard to leave. Time or tide or heavy weather, come whatever, girl, you cling to me. So far as tying you down, there's more than I can do now. So let's ride on the breeze and fly spirals with me. Cause you're a whirlwind, girl, you're a whirlwind. Wherever you're going, you're going. I knew the moment I met you, you were gonna sweep me off my feet. I told you that night by the river, you're the whisper blowing through the trees. As far as tying you down, it's more than I can do right now. So let's ride on the breeze and fly spirals with me. Cause you're a
Sam Ryder with Whirlwind. That's from his EP from last year. And it's now time for a bit of Live and Kicking here on the Eurovision Showcase to end the show. Now, if you remember, back in 2001, it was obviously divisive that this song won the contest, but it's so much fun, I had to play it again. So here is Estonia, from their national final 2001, Tanel Padar, Dave Benton, Everybody.
Hey, hey. But are you ready? You bet. couple nights on Friday night.
Uh-huh, what night?
Ladies, fish your fees right.
I guess that's his party time.
The two of us will sing again.
Two of us together again.
The heart is young and we don't wear.
Young and handsome, they say.
Come on, babe.
So kick the sadness out the door.
Kick the sadness out the door.
And roll the carpet from the floor.
Ha, carpet from the floor, yeah.
So let us bear it, hit the roof.
I hit the roof, I hit the roof.
The two of us will know the move.
Estonia.
Sing along and feel the power of the song.
Come on, everybody, let's feel the spark that always lives in our hearts.
Come on, everybody, and let it out and leave the moment here and now.
Come on, everybody, go see the chance to feel so light to life.
Lead the roller coaster ride.
It's going for the ride now.
Right into the serenade.
Round and round and round we go.
I leave the windows open wide.
Wide open, they can stay.
I let the music pour inside. Not even time can take away the starlight from us. No, it won't fade. Still we believe that we were made to laugh and say, yeah.
Come on, everybody, let's sing along and feel the power of the song.
Come on, everybody, let's feel the spark that always burns within our hearts.
Come on, everybody, and let it out and leave the moment here and now.
Come on, everybody, go see the chance to feel so light to love and dance.
Look at us now here together again.
We started a long time ago.
We knew back then
the music within us could never end.
Yes, Tanel Padar, Dave Benson, Estonia's Eurovision winner of 2001. Oh, I love that. It's a guilty pleasure of mine. Well, thank you for joining me, Kieran Ari Tustiat. It's time for us to go. I hope you can join me next Sunday, 5 p.m. for more Eurovision music here on Forest FM and on Switch Radio. And for more information, head over to our website, www.escshowcase.com. Arrivederci, au revoir, arrivederci, mislat, dobi denya, godnat, and adios. And I'll see you very soon.
Celebrating Europe and the world's biggest singing competition. You are listening to the Eurovision Showcase.
There is no need to be making your mind up.